You're listening to Michigan News from MLive for Thursday, January 26th, and I'm your host, Jessica Shepard. Governor Whitmer pushes for free universal preschool during her State of the State address. Democrats move to repeal Michigan's no stricter than federal law. And Shania Twain is among the headliners announced for this year's Faster Horses Festival. With her party in control of the legislature and billions of dollars in the bank, Governor Gretchen Whitmer laid out a plan to cut taxes while expanding social programs in the first State of the State address of her second term. She cast Democrats' sweeping victory last November as direction from Michiganders to tackle pocketbook issues, reduce education costs, and build the workforce, but also touched on the social issues that drove that election: abortion, civil rights, infrastructure, and climate change. And on top of it all, called on the legislature to strike outdated laws from the books. The largest of the proposals, to establish universal free preschool for all four-year-olds in Michigan, a significant expansion of early childhood education, and another longtime policy aim for Whitmer. She called on the legislature to pass the expansion by their spring break, the first week of April. It's part of a broader series of educational spending Whitmer would like to see, which includes, quote, investing in tutoring, after-school programs, and other learning supports gets children one-on-one time with a caring, qualified educator that they need to succeed, she said during the address. Newly empowered Democrats in the Michigan legislature say they plan to repeal a four-year-old law which bars the state from developing administrative rules which are more stringent than most federal counterparts. Republicans passed a law commonly called No Stricter Than Federal during the 2018 lame duck session, to the chagrin of groups who wanted Michigan to have the ability to pass stricter environmental protections than what federal law requires. The law restricted our departments from moving forward with standards that might be a little bit more progressive and effective than what is at the federal level, said Senator Sam Tseng, majority floor leader. We're going to repeal that, he said. The 2018 law, sponsored by former Republican Representative Tristan Cole of Massalona, broadly prohibited the state from setting stricter than federal rules unless an agency director found a clear and convincing need. It was among several laws passed at the end of former Governor Rick Snyder's term that weakened or limited environmental protections. The law was opposed by environmental groups who said it would bar Michigan from enacting state-specific rules, such as tougher controls on ballast water pollution and lead in drinking water, which are more stringent than federal standards. A star-studded lineup highlighted by country music icons Luke Bryan, Shania Twain, and the Zac Brown Band will headline the 2023 Faster Horses Music Festival. The 10th annual festival is set for Friday, July 14th through Sunday, July 16th at Michigan International Speedway near Brooklyn. Tickets for the three-day festival go on sale at 10 a.m. on Friday, February 10th on the Faster Horses website. Despite a deadly 2021 festival and an MLive investigation uncovering 91 assaults and 30 criminal sexual conduct reports, throughout the 8 years of the festival, the event proceeded in 2022 with few reforms, hosting headliners Tim McGraw, Eric Church, and Morgan Whalen. Faster Horses denied media credentials to MLive for last summer's event on the heels of the investigation. You can always find the latest Michigan news by visiting MLive.com, and make sure to check us out on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter. We'll be back here tomorrow with more Michigan news from MLive. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.